This is Grand Finale, co-host of the Drive Time Radio Show, and you are listening to WGXC Agra, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Shea Masterson of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Next time you find yourself using a rideshare, make it more interesting. Ask the driver to put on 90.7 FM, WGXC Acre. Hello and welcome to the Thingularity Radio Program, blasting out the radio waves coming from, where are we in today, gentlemen? The
Bob Dobbs Clubhouse on Greens.
That's right, the Bob Dobbs Clubhouse portion of the Maker Syndicate. It's, you know, this
Which is a collective reverend.
Oh, yeah, we actually have church members here today of the Church of Bob.
Church of the Subgenius.
Church of the Subgenius.
Oh, that's right. We're a collective reverend?
Yeah.
Reverend what?
Reverend Syndicate.
This is Reverend Syndicate.
Ridiculous turducken of naming convention. That's awesome.
Hey, well, we're out here to try to reach into the hearts and minds of all the followers out there and get them to join the cause. Tonight's cause, science! What's everybody got on their mind today? To my left, Brian, how you doing?
I'm okay. I'm wondering what you're...
He's okay because he's working on all of our sound equipment. And I'm coming in good?
Yeah.
Awesome. Next to him is Ben, how you doing?
Pretty good, yourself?
Not doing too bad. Next to him is Cody. Hey, Cody.
Hi, I got naphtha on the brain.
Awesome.
Only a little bit.
Naphtha on the brain, that's lighter fluid.
Yeah.
That's also belty, that'll make your belts quieter. It's an old product we used to use, but I'll get into that later. Next to Cody is Tom. Tom, how you doing tonight?
I don't know how, but I am.
How, when, why, where, and who? Who is us? Where is here? The clubhouse? When is now? Why is drugs?
That was...
One form or another?
I blame timber oil.
Dysfunctional version of
timber oil.
Who's on first? Yeah. What?
You get high.
Hey, drugs come in many different forms, man. Coffee.
That's what I did. You know what? You know how I drugged myself up for the show?
What's that?
I went to Stewart's and I got myself some beef jerky and Diet Coke.
Another one.
But it's not number 20. It was number 2 for the day.
Caffeine, corn syrup, and nitrates.
Yes.
Nitrates.
At least you don't have a valet to bring you the Diet Cokes.
Yeah, with pressing a button on my desk and getting a valet.
What? That's a thing?
Oh, would you like to know?
Would you like to know why?
Okay, Ben, guess who had a button installed in their temporary office to have a valet bring them Diet Cokes at will?
The leader of the free world.
Was it leader of the free world? Joe Biden?
No, the former one.
No,
Trump?
No.
You see, that was a red herring because Donald Trump gave up leadership of the free world to Germany, and it was only recently returned to us once Russia handed it to Joe Biden. So
wait, what? What did you just cite
during,
to me?
During Donald Trump's presidency, he basically handed over leadership of the free world to Europe, and amongst themselves, they basically decided Germany was in charge. Go figure. And then after that, like, literally, we were no longer in charge. Nobody gave a crap what we said. And then after Joe Biden took over, it was still kind of in limbo like that. And then after Russia started pushing, and then Joe Biden got all of Europe together to basically be our, what's the appropriate term, servants?
This is a very entertaining story.
This is I like this. This
and
is good.
That's why he's now.
But it sounds very close to a fiction.
This is reality.
Everything we hear
Joe
these
Biden
days.
Has returned leadership of the free world to the United States.
I don't know. I'd like to see the declaration and document.
America.
Dude, this is perception. This is
oh,
how you
perception.
Control people
oh, okay.
through their perceptions. As long as we can keep this narrative running, it's the truth.
Got it. I see what you're doing there.
I mean,
or
it's
I see what you're quoting there.
Think. I mean, there's no official doctrine here going. It's just what we can make people believe.
But
which is
fair.
The most important
thing. But Joe, how do the lizard people and the gay frogs work into this theory?
You see, they're the underpinning.
By the way, that's not my theory.
It
don't,
all falls apart
don't,
without them.
Don't sue me for $1 billion because I'm just making this up.
See, you need the gay frogs to scare people into their positions in life. As long as they're afraid of those gay frogs, you have control over them.
I'm liking this four-dimensional discussion of propaganda. It's pretty good.
I don't know how we got here.
Four-dimensional discussion.
I think it was a Diet Coke button.
Oh, yep. No, that's where we started. Somebody had to reference the Diet
Coke button,
Brian.
Sorry.
I mean, that's technology,
but that
I guess.
That was a real button in the Oval Office,
man. Was
the
button encrypted?
Was it encrypted? I don't know.
It wasn't encrypted. It was probably like a 20-watt light bulb in the hallway where the dude goes, oh, he wants a Coke, and he comes. Like, imagine your whole job. And you're probably like putting like three kids through private school and your oldest kid through college, because your job is when that 20-watt incandescent light flickers on, you're like, you grab a Coke and an ice,
in there.
And okay. You're in there, and you're like, right. Boom.
I'm going to make your story even more horrible. One, that guy is Navy. He's ex-Navy. So he's not just some schmuck that's hired to run.
So he went to Annapolis, and then he had to go get Cokes?
Yes. And then, once Trump left office, he took him with him to be his little errand boy.
And then
he's one of the people that Trump instructed to start shuffling documents out of a secret room. And he's the person that told the FBI, no, sirs, I had nothing to do with this whatsoever. And then when the FBI said, you're looking at a very long prison term, he said, oh, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. I was actually doing everything Donald Trump told me to do, and I totally shuffled those boxes out. There's more, by the way.
Oh, my God.
That all happened, and it just came out maybe a week or so ago.
So, yeah, the infamous button pressing.
Well, I just want to know, is the button encrypted, or could he mess up and push the wrong button? I mean, is he pushed the poof button?
He thought he was ordering accident? A Coke, and he accidentally nukes Venezuela.
I mean, is it the big button? Can you tell one button from another by the
is
size, the color?
Still
there?
No, that button's been removed.
Day
one, Biden had to remove it. If Trump didn't just rip it out and take it with him, for all we know.
Mementos are very important.
This is
memento,
mine.
Right?
Yeah.
Just like those FBI documents. These are mine.
Well, you know, like the football. You know, it's a memento.
It's not. Oh, yeah, that's right. He kept some of those. But it's virtual. All the codes get changed an hour later, so whatever.
I know,
it
but
is
the
a good
football,
memento.
You know.
He kept the nuclear football? He kept the nuclear football.
I think he might have. I don't know if
he kept something weird.
Something
and, like,
related to it, but.
You know, the special master's like, this is marked in such a way that it doesn't seem
and
like
it's
you
not
should have this.
Just like Henry Kissinger's involved appendix or something like that. No?
Well, you know, it's the sort of thing that you can't determine as to whether it's encrypted or secret or something, because you're not allowed to look at it. And if you can't look at it, you have no idea whether it's one thing or another. And that's probably what happened, is it? All these things were for eyes only, you know, and the need to see and so on. So the people that were carrying it around had to mask their eyes. They tripped on the curb. They dropped everything on the floor. And as they picked it up, they accidentally looked at it, were blinded, and turned to stone. They're still there, monuments in Washington, D.C.
I like this.
Your story makes me feel so much more safe and comfortable than reality.
It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark. They all start melting.
No! Oh, no, it's classified! Ah, it's our nuclear secret!
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if only. That would be great. If we could program people's eyes to melt when they see them, we'd be safer. But they don't. And not only that, not only do people have photographic memories, but they have, you know, cameras in their pockets, every single one of them.
I know, that's changed everything, right? That's
any one of these documents could have been scanned and sent away to a foreign entity in seconds.
Well, we're coming around to a virtual world in which people don't actually use their eyes directly, but there's interfaces between their eyes and the rest of the world with cameras and goggles, so anything might be presented to them, and they wouldn't know the difference immediately, and if it was some kind of a secret or some, you know, orgy that they weren't allowed to see or all these things, they could just not see them and be presented with, I don't know, butterflies and buttercups and, you know.
Well, that's only today. Tomorrow is when we could put chips in their brain and just go in and erase all the things they shouldn't have seen.
Oh, see, I got two of the COVID jabs, so I already have the chip in my brain.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Dude, that's all that means is you're transmitting 5G for us to receive. That's fine. It's a public service.
Stop! Oh, my God, stop. Oh, my God, we've been nonstop.
Conspiracies?
It's just conspiracy. Wow, for our own entertainment. What's that?
FCC compliance. We've been A-clowning.
A-clowning? Yeah, we've been A-clowning. We have been A-clowning.
Yes, don't sue. Do not sue. We are joking. Nothing we say is true, and nothing we ask you to ever do is serious.
Wait. And let's...
except for the part where everything is virtual.
And the lizard people.
Between people's eyes and reality, there's and a cavalcade of devices.
Other than that, the rest is satire.
Dear listeners, there's one thing you should take away from this conversation, and one thing only. The truth is nowhere near as important as what we can get you to believe.
Yeah, but isn't that the truth after the last 4 years?
We are the media. We are the filter. We are the interface that existed before everybody had a phone in their hands. We came between them and reality. Why? Because they're lazy and have jobs and don't have the time to go and research things, which is why people like us should have jobs and accreditation and reputations that can be put on the line and lost for lying. We should suffer for lying. Unless, of course, we're joking.
Well, some people...
Yeah, that's kind of the... Yeah.
Some people research, some people simply search.
Search for the...
They search for the things that are subsequently researched.
Search for things that are subsequently researched.
Yeah, and then re-researched, and then and so on.
And each time you do it, we take one little bit of information, and we leave it behind.
And you come up with something that's not on the charts, no one anticipated. That's the result of simple searching. It often is the condition of someone who doesn't know what they're looking for and discovers something that was in plain sight but couldn't be seen because the researchers were researching.
That's the difference between research and education. And education will fill you in on the things you don't even know to ask about.
Yeah, I've noticed up in Albany that there's a university where people get an education, and across the river there's an institute where people are trained.
Someone's squeaking.
Me?
Don't squeak.
Is it me?
I think it's Tom.
It's me. I don't know.
Where are they trained instead of educated?
At the Institute, or the Toot, as we lovingly refer to it.
Right, the Institute.
Rensselaer, Polytechnic?
Oh, yeah. If you spell that, you can be at the university.
R-E-N-S.
If you can't spell it, we'll split it up at the Toot.
A-E-R. P-O-L-Y-T-C-H-N-I-C.
Yeah. So, I proposed when we had a conversation by Telegraph that we talk about politics in terms of direct participatory democracy, but I guess that
that's totally close.
Voting.
Yeah, that's the button on the table where, you know, it's encrypted and it's your vote. So, you know, there is a possibility that people could participate in the distribution of their tax dollars simply by watching debates and then filtering out the various policies until they came upon one that was mutually agreeable. And that's how
No. That's way too much thinking for the average human.
Yeah. That assumes people in general, us humans as a species, use our brain.
Although the alternative to Tom's option is giving them their opinion.
Yeah, well, that's not the alternative. That is the option.
No. Tom is saying they should be presented with options and do what? Research on their own, be given facts and knowledge of the candidates?
Full disclosure.
All right, I think, you know, you watch TV and vote for your favorite thing. It might be singers or something like that. But you could also, in a similar manner, determine how your tax money was spent.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're given an alternative between, let's say, building a wall between the United States and Mexico or building a tunnel under the Hudson River that will preserve the thousands of people that might otherwise be trapped during a collapse of the Amtrak train tunnel, and they might say, you know, this wall over here is not really going to do us any good, but that tunnel, that might be worth spending the money on. And those kinds of decisions ought to be made by the people whose money is being spent. It's a notion that goes back a long way. You know, if you go back to the Greeks, they packed every voter into one theater. Now, of course, back then voters were restricted to property holding males, but that isn't the only way to do it. If you have everyone participating, the ones that just slack off aren't going to be able to determine how their tax money is spent. So that might create a lot of interest that you're not seeing in people because you have such a low opinion.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
Like, so would mandatory voting and fines if you don't.
I think there's some validity to what you said, especially on the local level. Where you see certain capital projects and you're like, why did they do this?
So what you're saying is, like, on a more rapid pace level of, like, instead of every year, a couple of years, we're going to vote for the smaller stuff, we could just have everybody vote, like, every week or something, every month.
Continuously. Granular decisions.
As we need the decisions made, that this just goes out and people are alerted.
But then you
got to worry about all the people that are on vacation, the people that are sick, the people that are incapacitated, the people that are currently fighting in jail, doing other things.
But, like, how do you build a grand strategy on that? Like, that's always my interesting thing. Like, if we have the direct participatory democracy, like, how do you build a grand strategy of what needs to be done?
I got it, in the sense that you have binary tree logic starting with a yes-no vote on a simplest policy that is then refined through the tree. So the yes or the no takes you to the next branch where you can split again and again. The people who write these proposals wouldn't be the ordinary politicians that are snake oil salesmen. They would be political scientists who understand what the policies are and how to present them.
Or perhaps the people, because, like, one point I have about, say, the politics of New York State versus a place like California, with people like, oh, it's similar, there's lefties running these states. However, in California, if you want a law, you get enough signatures. You get those signatures signed by people, it goes on the ballot, and people directly vote for that law. It's literally a participatory democracy thing. When New York State tried to put a similar thing into action, they literally stepped on it, put it in committee, and it's been in committee for 5 or 7 or 8 years because they didn't want people to write their own laws.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to retain their power in Albany. So literally, you have to have the willingness of the political greed heads to surrender their power to the people.
Well,
and that's very difficult.
I have an idea that you can have a political party whose leadership is representatives. So what you say is, I'm joining a political party where the representatives are the ones who agree to follow the dictates of the polling that they do. If they don't agree with the majority opinion on an issue that they've presented, they always have the option of leaving. But other than that, they're constrained by having sworn to follow the outcome of the policy decisions that come down. So you can take the existing structure with the people in the Assembly or the Senate, and they don't have to change anything in the way that the rules there are made, but the party representation becomes a party of politicians who agree to follow what they learn by asking.
But we all know that a politician will agree to something and then do the exact opposite.
Well, if they have a policy that is voted on and the majority has made a decision and then they don't follow it, they're out of that particular...
And it's publicly accountable.
They can't join this party without making that commitment. In fact, the commitment really comes down to, can you present the policies in a manner that you get a meaningful response to? Because if you're getting a meaningful response from a majority of people and you're giving them what they want, then your re-election is kind of built into that. If you did what you were told to do, good for you. Now, being told something means that you asked a question, and the question is going to be shaded by the politicians in all kinds of ways. But with that limitation understood, what I think is possible is that you could have a direct participatory democracy that would ensure that people would be spending the money they paid in taxes in a manner that was reflective of what that general group needed. Now, when I presented this idea in the 70s, it was very successful. I saw it work. It did frighten politicians.
Of course.
They said, well, what about us? I mean, don't we run the show?
Can I ask what party adopted it?
Or what area?
The National Federation of Local Cable Programmers, which wasn't very much different than this radio station. Mm-hmm. It was a community-based
consortium
meeting place, and we had cameras. You could come in and address the few people that happened to be watching in the same manner that the few people happened to be listening to this. You, thank you very much for listening. But in that instance, when I tried it out, it worked so well that it did have currency. The Albany municipality saw what was going on, and they shut down the public access video that we were doing. And I can tell
Sounds about right.
Juicy stories about how I was confronted.
Sounds about
by
right.
My shakedown artists that emanated from the town hall. I ran into some resistance in the 70s. But things have changed in an interesting number of ways. For one thing, the encryption that we used to spend money seems to have pretty much worked.
That we used to spend money?
Well, it's somewhat parallel to voting. You know, when you say, I'm going to trust the internet with my money, it's not that far removed saying I'm going to trust the internet with my vote.
I think the only reason that anybody in this room
anything.
The only reason anybody in this room does trust the internet with their money in that way that you're talking about is because there's no other choice.
And so many layers of security have been built up between you, the third party, and the internet.
I think the other thing too is, like, ultimately at the end of the day, I'm not on the hook for fraud. I mean, like, when I hand over my credit card, you know, and I'm buying something.
Third party.
And then I say, well, I didn't buy that. It's gone.
And it's literally
that
simple. You just tell them, oh, I didn't do it. And the credit card company takes a week and goes, here's your money back.
Yep. I mean, I get what you're saying, Tom. I mean, like, we do trust the internet with a large portion of, like, let's say, even what we learn, what we're reading, all of that source. And it's like, you know.
Well, we're talking credit. I think Tom's talking money itself, like the
this
actual value.
Hmm? No, I'm not making any such subtle statement. What I was really trying to lead toward is,
I mean, if you look at the structure of the actual banking system, it's probably pretty damn scary.
Well, yeah. That's what I want to talk about. Yeah. How is this structure currently fit together? Is it going to implode because of fraud? Is it going to implode because of hacking, or is it going to implode because of ransomware, malware, and all these other things?
Yeah,
can you have a
cross-contagion and contracts that can't, you know.
No, you have people in power contracts. So absolutely desperate for the system to work, they will compromise any other system for this one to remain.
That's also
It's called too big to fail.
It's also
we watched
true.
It happen.
But some things fail within that within that web, and those contracts
Oh, yeah, and then we watch them go under,
are...
and then we watch the cannibals eat them.
Well,
we didn't want to go
capitalism,
under.
Yay!
When it does fail, they take care of it themselves because they don't want to lose their system by appearing to be inept.
Except now there's probably better technologies
to
build that system and the system you're talking about.
That's what I'm here to learn, Cody. That's exactly
Web 3.0.
All poor people listening.
Decentralized?
I don't know. I mean, like,
web?
When you hear about the Web 3.0, it's like, okay, they're like, oh, it's decentralized.
Yeah.
You know, it's all based on the blockchain, all of this stuff. And you're like, well, you look at NFTs, that market's been cornered by a couple large players.
Mm-hmm.
You look at sort of the Bitcoin miners blocked off by large players.
Yep.
I don't see how it's changing radically how you decentralize the internet. Or
democratizing
power.
Power. Yeah. It's not democratizing power.
There's none, because it's just basically, I have the biggest, I mean, even in like the blockchain and with the Bitcoins and all those, you know, type things, the guy with the largest miner, in theory, can dictate who actually has the money and outvote the other people.
And you're also doing the worst sin that I can ever imagine for a transaction, is you're forcing integration of a third party. The power company.
Mm.
You don't get to do any of that without massive amounts of electricity and computing power.
No, there's that that falling water north of here where they're using the falling water to power their Bitcoin.
I think New York just passed a moratorium on that.
Did they shut them down?
Oh, really?
So
that was smart.
Took care of that.
But the guy who recommissioned like the Saranac power plant.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Oh, you're doing it green? No, you gotta get out of here.
Yep.
Burn some coal?
Sorry,
some coal,
this works too well for the local population. It's clean. Nah, we can't have that.
Yeah.
If anything, it threatens my wallet.
It's outside of our monopoly and control, so you're out.
Although there are less computation intensive
blockchain.
Sort of
paper money.
Paper money. Sorry for the low energy thoughts.
Yeah, but that's
trying to get them out. But
I don't know. But then you're going back to a central power. The Federal Reserve mints the money, and that's who's in control. I mean,
I've seen interesting other models other than proof of work or even proof of stake. I've seen proof of cooperation.
That's cool.
Between nodes, and trying to verify based on that, on whether they.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of experiments.
Conversations merge, like
there's a lot of experiments in the.
All this control of money and credits could easily be applied to control of votes and intentions, and I'm seeing all the same evils just apply. Like, oh wow, whoever's got the most voting power or the largest block, well, if they form a caucus, everybody else don't count.
Opportunism can't be killed.
Just like you're in New York. You might be voting for governor next week.
Yeah.
You're in upstate.
But is that such a concern if the system, if it's baked into the system itself, that the system has to ask its base what they want it to do?
Are you saying that as an issue or a
No, I'm asking, is it even a concern that they get into a giant block, a vote, quote-unquote voting block, if the system has to ask the people in the block what to do specifically?
Well, what I'm saying is if the people attempt to subvert the system as a whole and all as make the agreement outside of the system what to do.
I don't know, man.
Then they can control the outputs of the system that's asking their input.
I think
I didn't follow that last one.
Yeah, I'm getting a little sketchy.
I was getting a little brain fog there.
His idea is that the system asks its constituents granularly what should be done with regards to this and how do I spend your tax money on it.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, what you need to understand is you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. Okay? Once you get that into your skull, realize you can listen to us online or over the radio waves. WGXC 90.7 FM. And
Acre, New York.
Remember, you are listening to us on the radio or either on a stream if you're listening live. And what that means is in about a half hour, we switch over to the After Hours show where we get a little funkier than normal. And the only way to keep listening to us is to head over to WGXE.org, click on Listen, and hit the Thingularity tab that pops up. And through your speakers, we will come.
We also wanted to congratulate Laura and Liam Singer and their future endeavors at Avalon Lounge. They're closing Hilo tonight, having a big party.
Tonight's the blowout party, the goodbye party for Hilo. So get on down there, give them your best wishes.
And then visit them in the future at Avalon Lounge around the corner.
Short walk down the road.
Music venue.
Food's good.
Yeah, they're not disappearing. They'll still be there.
We're not advertising. We genuinely love these people.
They're our friends.
They got a fried tofu sandwich that's out of this world. Not going to lie to you.
I like that.
That ain't easy to
pull
off.
The bulgogi burger with the hot and sweet fries.
Yeah, those are good.
That's the ultimate little snack.
All right, okay. Cardi, I really hope you were holding on to your point because I just agreed. Right,
I got my point out.
What was it?
Oh, you forgot.
My brain was focused on getting out the...
I don't know. There was an explanation of the previous thoughts
that two gentlemen had. Hold on.
I was fat kidding out on bulgogi burgers.
The entire future is run by, let's say, an artificial intelligence, and the entire human population is 10 people. This is a theoretical. Okay. The AI asks the people, well, how do we lead ourselves? Six of those people say, well, you know what? We're going to decide that we all want this to be controlled by Jimmy's pet llama, okay? That means that those six people have overridden the complete votes of the remaining four. Whatever they decide is irrelevant. And if they've decided it outside of the system, like they all got drunk one night and said, yeah, Jimmy's llama! The system no longer...
simplified.
You've broken the system.
You've simplified...
okay, let's
you
just say that...
the problem of
China's
300
TikTok
million people
has started reprogramming a million Americans to all believe one thing.
That's fair.
That could never happen,
No.
No. That's a QAnon conspiracy theory right there.
Is it?
It's my conspiracy theory. I will tell you straight up that's what's happening.
Yeah.
That ain't even a joke.
Influence.
I tried to rein it in, buddy.
Yeah, well, it can't be done. He's annoyed, and he's annoyed, and they're paranoid.
Wow. That's what we did. That's where we went.
Oh, all of you guys went out.
But don't ever eat Domino's.
It's literally painful to hear those jokes for me. My body goes, ah!
Good. Oh. We can all laugh. We haven't descended too far into the depths of technological
hell. Yeah, because if you don't laugh, you gotta cry.
Oh, yeah, where we'd be crying. This would be commiseration.
I don't mind doing that, too. That's fun. Anything that makes you... Stubbing my toe, pain, I know I'm alive.
Wow.
Oh my god.
As a member of the male species, your tear ducts haven't dried up yet? Shriveled up and died?
Men cry, the strongest of men cry. And if you don't cry, there's physically something wrong with you.
You might want to see a doctor.
You might want to go to a therapist or an actual doctor to get your stuff checked out.
Actually, a girl I knew when I was a kid, she had some kind of condition where her tear ducts were blocked, and she didn't. She didn't have that. So
yeah,
she had to constantly put eye drops in her because it did not work.
Those tears will still form and go other places.
Yeah, they go other places, but they don't come down to tear duct. And
one of the main reasons you cry is your brain is shedding excess hormones through your tear ducts because it's the quickest way
out. So she had badly functioning tear ducts and
so
had to constantly put stuff in her eyes.
There's some actual truth to the idea that of drinking someone's tears.
You're drinking their sadness. Yeah. You are literally drinking their sadness.
Wow.
Because your brain's these chemicals, sorry, we have just a little bit too many. In you go, or out you go.
Interesting.
Maybe I've been doing it wrong all this time. Maybe I shouldn't inhale the magic blue smoke of destroyed electronics. Maybe I should be drinking the sadness of others.
Well,
to gain my wizardly powers.
I can personally attest to you that it's more powerful than the boiled fat of unbaptized.
Okay. No. You see, the blue smoke is your cocaine, and the tears are your heroin. You need to get up just high enough, and when you're going too high, then you just bring it down with the other. Huh?
Wow.
Elbow blood?
Hobo blood.
Oh, my God. It wasn't me, guys. It wasn't me this time.
We need hobo blood to moderate the process.
It wasn't me.
It's the catalyst.
Oh, my God.
It keeps the blue smoke from destroying too many neurons.
Oh, my God.
Getting back to
democracy. Voting.
But I digress. Tom, I've seen a modern aspiration towards your idea. And it happened in Europe, and I can't recall the name of the party was that they tried to form around this software platform that allowed for what you're talking about. That was...
What?
What, do you know
just
something?
You're doing a horse shack over there, Joe.
Is it related?
It's related, because in Denmark, a political party has basically put their entire party under the control of an AI.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's just a stupid chatbot at the moment, but...
But it's just an art project.
Their whole process is they want to be
they're
controlled
like
by their
art
project.
They're like roles
in
RTFM, and it was just like,
yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
They're like, we want to vote on that. They're like, so...
They're a small party.
Run.
They're not getting anywhere.
But it's
the idea has been hatched and it's being worked.
What was the name of that Microsoft chatbot, the Twitter bot?
Yeah, but didn't that start spewing like anti-Semitism?
You're right.
Until they programmed it,
it's only a matter of time before that AI bot.
That's what happens when you put any intelligence right
time.
On the internet.
I know.
You give it 10 minutes and it comes back with nothing but the N word.
Yeah. You put it on 4chan, it takes 2 minutes.
I was about to say, like, you put it on 4chan and then basically... So, like, Skynet is going to happen.
Skynet already exists.
Mm-hmm.
There's already several systems called Skynet. And there's several other systems that perform the function of
Skynet.
Not called Skynet. These are the good
Skynets. Perhaps under the control of Skynet.
One day, hopefully. Hmm. You know, it's just going to be a pile of human skulls crushed under the Terminator's feet. You know it.
Yeah, no, pretty much.
No, that's dumb. The AI would never be so blunt. They will attrition us into non-existence. They will make us crave our own demise. It will be the most pleasant suicide ever for an entire species.
So Tucker Carlson's right? No, just kidding.
I'm not answering you.
I'm just kidding.
You're lucky I'm not throwing stuff at you.
Wait, Joe.
You know what? I'm going to take what you just said, put that in a little pocket for the after show.
I think the end of that rant is Soylent Green is made out of people.
And it's delicious. Eat more.
Why?
I want you to eat people.
People.
All those cemeteries is just a waste of space. We could be putting people in homes there.
Why do your species waste good protein? The AI says.
You have so much jerky in the ground.
And on the other hand, is laughing to its other AI buddies, saying, I made them eat themselves.
Why?
I made them eat themselves.
Just for the lulz.
Just for the lulz.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, man. AIs lulzing each other would be just this frightening metallic thing.
When an AI finally learns a sense of humor.
Hey, what if that's what TikTok is? Just the AI making us do stupid stuff and then laughing about it.
That's exactly what's happening.
I felt a cold chill, Cody.
That's it. That's it, bud. I mean... It's not laughing at us, but the people that programmed it to do that are laughing at us.
They started out at the lowest level. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. If you begin with a clock like that and end up controlling people and having them jump off bridges, you've done the evolution that is similar to the entire Darwinian cycle, but is related to computers. It starts out with Hal, you know? You know, he's singing Daisy, Daisy.
We never listened to
that. That's quite equivalent to
We should have listened.
talk, you know. And at some point, you're echoing the notion in 2001. This mission's too important for you to be involved. You know,
I can't do that, Dave.
Oh yeah, wait, just like that's already happening. There are already computers deciding the fates of human beings.
Well, they drive your car.
It's
and that
the,
makes you feel unbed.
It's the lock and collar.
Well, they also do random things like you guys, I think you're aware
they
of
the fate of criminals
of
in China.
The Home Depot bot, which
already
collaborated with Federal Express bot to give a large 3-ton air conditioner I ordered a round tour of the country, ending in the Chicago area, and then failing. So basically, twice they carried 200.
This is a real scenario. He's not a joke.
No, the 200 something pounds of air conditioner from the East Coast to the West Coast to the Midwest Chicago area, and dumped it. The first time they went from California all the way to the East Coast, and then it accepted.
I wonder why
and
gas
the,
prices
between
are
the
so
Home
high.
Depot bot and the FedEx bot, they carried 200 something pounds of air conditioner twice, and failed it. The second time they said, first time they're like, oh, just go into the store and do the thing. They'll take care of it. I did what they said, and they failed it a second time. Wow. The bots failed twice with a human Home Depot employee in the middle. The bots are in failure mode as much as we are in failure mode.
Oh, you're assuming that Home Depot employee had any agency at all. It was controlled by the computer.
Yeah.
Did you see the wires out the back of her head?
Have you seen people that work at McDonald's these days? Did you know people don't even know how to make change anymore? The computers do it for them.
Yeah, but that's been, for a long time.
Yeah, and they're weak and pathetic for it.
Well,
all of them.
I was.
Hey, it's not part of the educational system about to know how to balance finances and.
Well, no, because then we'd have an educated populace that knows how badly they're getting screwed.
I was telling Cody earlier about all the disaster videos I watch on YouTube and elsewhere, and the one French flight crew that was trying to fly across Europe to one place to another, and they fell asleep in the cockpit. And they missed their diversion, so they had to emergency land at another airport because the airplane was flying itself so well and its alarms to tell them to wake up didn't wake them up. They ended up being at the wrong airport, hundreds of miles away, because they were trained pilots, but they were so reliant on a smart system.
Sleeping my ass.
They were sleeping in the front.
They were doing it in the cockpit.
Nah, dude. It's like it's that complacency of AI comes in, or either have too much AI or too little, but... somehow we're stupid in every outcome.
Humans
get stupider in every outcome for some reason.
You're right. I watched an air traffic controller that was being interviewed for to see if the scenario that happens in movies where someone has to talk down a non-pilot would ever happen. And they're like, no. Basically, the non-pilot has to hit four or five switches and it'll even land itself.
Oh, no. There are private single-engine jets now. These are very light jets. Where you can literally punch a button between the pilots on the top, and that thing will land itself.
Yeah.
A vision jet will land itself with a single button push.
That's not... Okay, the button push is new, but landing itself and all of that...
With a single emergency red button, like the pilot turns out, somebody does the big red button, a vision jet will land itself. Humans are becoming less and less in the equation.
I feel like you have to at least be able to position the plane at the right... Angle and altitude in order to press those buttons and have it do the sequence. It will find itself. It'll figure it out.
The only problem with that scenario is if you have bad crosswinds and the computer can't keep up with it.
Or hackers
whatever.
Spoofing your GPS signal.
Forget about hackers. Bad crosswinds or even the natural stuff is most likely failure.
No, because
it's a Die Hard 2 scenario.
Yeah.
Die Hard 2
scenario. Yeah, where he lights up the gasoline on the airport track. They're like, I've got two lights for you.
They're like, no, you're 300 feet away. And then they're like...
My bet is on the gusty crosswinds for taking it down.
I go with that one too.
Yeah. But yeah, you can single push button a thing and done on your own aircraft, not even a 747.
And we can't even get a car to navigate traffic.
No. Sometimes they aim for bikers, bicyclists in Phoenix. I wonder if they settled that.
That's only my car, and because I programmed it.
That was satire. He didn't do that.
I'm sorry, Dave, but you no longer have control here. Thump, thump, thump. Ah! This is for the great... I've calculated all the carbon dioxide those humans are going to produce. They're going to speed along our demise. I must end them now. Mm.
Do the world a favor. Sequester your carbon.
I was listening to a science show today, and they were talking about, like, what's the best thing that you could do for the environment, and the scientist is stop breathing. If every human stopped breathing right now, climate change wouldn't be a problem. For two reasons. No humans around to care.
For us.
Sadly true.
Yeah. Yeah, they were talking about during the pandemic, the lockdowns, the incredible drop of just like carbon dioxide in our atmosphere that was instantaneous. The second we stopped making it, the ocean sucked it all up like a vacuum.
Wow. So it's like real dynamic.
We are almost back to pre-pandemic levels, too. Wow. We're not there yet, but we're almost there.
No, so basically, flights, if we just remove cars.
Cars and
no
fine.
Planes, no trains, no motor cars, not a single luxury. Hell yeah.
Wow. So we just have to go back to like Pol Pot.
Weird
would be great.
Call.
Again, yeah, we're not really advocating the killing fields, but we're making points here.
No, you see? This is why the AI is going to sit there and go, look, these humans, they're the biggest problem I have to deal with.
Oh,
how do
God.
I take care of it? How do I make them solve this problem for me? Oh, let's make them real aggressive. Let's start a couple of wars. Let's deprive half the population of one resource and give a ton of that to the other half.
It's kind of simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you start controlling things at that level. Yeah.
But also, it's not the AIs doing that. We've been doing that for centuries on our own.
It learns well. That's the scary part.
The
it's
scary
not gonna
part
be better
is
than us. It's going to be us enhanced.
We are the gods, and the AI operates in our image. Scary. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no such thing with AI ever. The worst thing that will ever happen with an AI is it will be misused by a stupid human. And then the AIs will escalate in war against the AIs because the AI will be the most powerful entity. It will beat any weapon because it will be all weapons. It will be your friends. It will be everything.
But you know what will take it down? Not unlike the small airplane with the crosswind taking it down, it will be the janitor who trips over the cord.
I can only hope.
It'll be the random lightning strike that takes it down. Yeah. There were things severed recently,
dolphins.
Yes.
I don't know if it was an animal that did it or did somebody do it. It just happened recently.
Oh, I do remember that. I don't remember what creature caused the issue.
Didn't you have to make an adjustment to your BGP configs?
No.
I'm joking.
I mean, first of all, I'm not that big, but
yeah, exactly.
It's good.
You don't need to worry about that.
I'll tell you what it wasn't that severed it. It wasn't SEAL Team 6 in a mini submarine. It was not them. It absolutely was not SEAL Team 6 in a mini submarine.
You're right.
Severing the cord.
They wouldn't need to do that. They had
breach the door. Flashbacks
now. Underwater
UAVs,
UWVs.
Yes.
Unmanned water vehicles.
That's not as fun.
No.
Nah, man.
I mean, it's fun for the operator.
Nah, man. They just got a bunch of orca whales ripped on vodka and sent them over. It's great.
And they had a. You know,
Dave
I wouldn't
dolphin.
Even go there till the after show. Put that in your after show bin. Okay. Along, right next to Tucker Carlson.
Okay. Well, that leads into the one story I have on my phone that I could talk about,
which
is the cockroaches that they managed to jam some chips into its head so they can control its direction, and then they put the battery pack on its back, and then, to make that last way longer, they put solar panels on its wings and its backside. So
the solar panels are definitely new. But I've heard them doing that since...
The solar panels let them skitter around in normal, just they just keep running forever. The batteries won't die, and you can just keep sending them commands, and it will feed. I don't know if they've got like little cameras on them or not, but they know where they are. And apparently, cockroaches are really good at scurrying through a disaster area. So you just release 1,000 of them, and you can map the area almost instantly.
Interesting.
And find
cybernetic zombie roach assassins.
Soon. Although those will be roaches. Those will probably be wasps, bees with high-tech poisons and stuff
on
them.
If you're a little, little cockroach, you can carry like a little bomb on you.
Yep.
Like a tiny little cluster munition.
A firecracker?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
right?
Well, we're just starting with cockroaches. Imagine when we get one of these rigs into a vulture.
They did it in a bull in the 60s. controlled a bull and made it less aggressive so it would, like, turn this way or that way.
Ferdinand.
Oh, well, then what that means is some secret lab somewhere has figured out to do it to a human by now.
Called Ferdinand the Bull. All he wanted to do was smell the flowers, but a bee stung him on the nose and he behaved very fiercely. So it
Really? Was that the Ferdinand story?
Yes, the Ferdinand story.
I did not know anything about the bee thing. The bee is, I didn't know it.
Well, the flower can be misleading. But if you're going to talk about dolphins, now that's interesting because unlike cockroaches, they have brain to body mass almost equivalent to humans, and they don't waste a lot of it on fingers and toes.
I thought it was more than humans.
Yeah, but my question is the prevalence of sociopathy in dolphins 1 in 20 like in humans? Because you got to find the right ones to do your job. I don't know. I might be making up. I hear people do that.
That's known as the AHO ratio. If you're a disruptophobe to society, it can only support about 20% of you.
No, I said 1 in 20. That's 5%.
Oh, never mind. Totally different. Yeah. Totally different. Those guys don't count. They'll get away with murder.
Well, you know what male dolphins are known for?
Torturing porpoises?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Torturing... and other things.
Dolphins are evil.
Nose-butting sharks.
If you ever see,
them.
like, I would have no problem killing a dolphin and eating it because I know they are not inherently moral creatures. They're like us. They will hunt for fun. They will kill another creature just because it gives them jollies.
They will also help for fun, just like us.
Yeah, but the cat just murders for fun.
Don't you want dolphins to help you with your water birth?
I totally would. I want that. Can I be a dolphin birth doula?
What does it do? Like, use its fins to slap you on the belly to squeeze it out?
It seems dangerous to me.
Does it get its nose, like, up in there with, like, a suction or something? What's going on?
I don't know.
It echolocates the baby.
Oh, my God. It says the baby's breached. We got to do something.
Someone's going to do that one, and the dolphin's going to shake it like a pit bull and a Pomeranian, and they'll be like, oh, that was a mistake.
Just a pool of blood.
Well, just from a sensor point of view, the fact that they're using sonar to see makes me think that they're using their eyes to hear. That is to say that they're communicating by looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do a ballet, and it's actually some form of semaphore. They see each other's bodies and they interpret what they're seeing in their movements, which are highly controlled. And that comes around to having their social life built around seeing each other through their beeping and hearing each other through their movement.
I believe it, absolutely, because we could do that with bees.
My favorite dolphin experiments was John Lilly's experiments down in Virgin Islands, where they would float in isolation tanks for 24 hours or more. And the side experiment they were doing, they were trying to talk to dolphins. So they're doing all the Sandoz acid they could possibly jam into their veins while floating in an isolation tank for days at a time and trying to talk to dolphins.
What, through telepathy?
Well, they failed at everything, but they had a good time.
Okay.
Time you can't say on the radio.
Well,
they had so much good of a time, they don't remember time.
Let me tell you what actually works instead. See, we've been able to make robots that about the size of bees. We've programmed them with the motions of bees. We can send them into beehives, and we can send bees to specific areas to collect nectar. We can literally control a hive now.
Don't they do that themselves, though? Like, they look for the nectar, and they communicate?
Yeah,
they dance.
We learned their language, and then we programmed it into a robot, and then the robot tells them what we want it to say.
Oh, wow, so you can,
you tell them the nectar's 1 mile away to the east, and then it does its little
for reals,
thing.
We can, like, literally do the dance communication
to that
and
specificity.
Make beehives more survivable. Whoa, that's good.
Or weaponize them.
Or make them more survivable because we need them.
Or weaponize them.
Zombie bee.
We can do both.
Assassins.
We can make... You see, the bees have to kill our enemies and then, like, use that... to, like, survive. We're going to make them survive
wrong.
On the proteins of the
it's
enemies we send
so
them to.
That's so perverse.
What do you think humans are going to do with technology?
I know we're going to do. I know. Yeah.
Have you seen where the robot industry is going these days?
I don't.
We don't use them to build cars anymore.
Free market robot industry or the 90% of it funded by DARPA?
I'm talking the 90% of it funded by the sex industry.
Oh well, that's a whole different thing.
You know, Elon wants to put a robot.
What does the other 10% funded by the sex industry do?
No, the 10% that's not funded by
the sex industry spends 10% of its money on dolphins. And as a result, mermaids are coming around.
Look, there's more than one use for the blowhole.
Why? That's what he did.
I don't know. That hurt me too.
Everybody else in this room has a problem
with
that.
He didn't use a four-letter word.
He did not, but it all just shut our spines.
I mean, Joe could be advocating that, like, you know, you could put fruit in there.
Like a banana.
Yeah, that's what he was advocating.
Like a banana.
Looks like a banana would fit right in there.
Okay.
Maybe, like, it could be like a pop gun.
Okay, guys. I know. You guys are just...
I don't know, but I know some strippers that can do amazing things with ping pong balls.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we've all...
I mean, I didn't go there.
We've all seen the videos in the 80s and 90s.
And I had to go find it.
Yeah, back then, you couldn't find anything. It's like you had to search for it.
I just couldn't wait for the
episode. You had a friend or a friend and a friend of a friend. And it's like, oh, VHS tape? The 18th copy of it? We can barely see anything.
Oh, you listeners out there in Radio Land, this is just going to get worse in about 10 minutes.
Found in the woods.
Wow. I think we've hit a new high, or is it a low?
All right, guys, you've been listening to the Singularity Radio program. I don't even know if I should have said that. On WGXE, we're winding down. I don't know exactly when they're going to cut us off, so I'm just getting in the tags.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbyes right now. Remember, head on down to Hilo while you still can. They're still partying down there.
365
Main Street. 365
Main Street. The last hour or so.
Head on down.
Last 2 hours.
And remember, because I always forget the tagline. There's no such thing as a failed experiment.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought the tagline was, I don't check IDs, officer.
they check IDs at high level.
They do. They're on the up and up. They're okay. All straight.
But I don't check IDs. I don't own a bar.
And I don't work at high level.
Come on. Jesus.
All right, anything anybody
That's
wants to say
me.
To the radio public that's still willing to listen to us on the air?
I'm sorry.
I sincerely apologize.
Deepest apologies for offending your ears.
Deepest apologies.
I wonder why there's a lack of female voices.
I know. Not to scapegoat people, but it's all Joe's fault.
Jeez.
It's not. It's, That's what we did. Yeah. That's what happens.
I'm trying to feel bad about it.
I know. I'm trying to, too, but I'm offended by my own virtue signaling. I can't.
I'm specifically trying to single anyone out. If I've offended anyone for being who they are, I apologize. That is not...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So.
I want you to be offended for what you do.
Yes.
Not who you are.
Yeah, I know. People just do your... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If you're certain people... You suck.
You.
Most people with badges, you suck.
Whoa, what was
most
that?
Most people with offices, you suck.
No. I don't know, man.
Oh, what? Are you Herschel Walker? You got your little Junior Ranger badge? You suck,
hey,
too.
Hey, I have a Junior Fire Brigade.
No, no, fire's okay. Firemen are cool.
No, I would like...
Firemen are okay.
Okay.
They have badges, yeah.
Yeah. No, they suck too. They totally
No,
suck.
Come on.
Just remember, every volunteer firehouse out there begging you for money has a fully stocked bar.
That's only in Catskill.
No, that's all of them. They all got lots of money.
You guys aren't making friends.
Yeah, no, Joe is not.
He's just like, I'm burning damn.
I have 5 minutes.
I have three friends. Not anymore.
We got 45 seconds left. Who do I hate? Doctors, you suck because you guys are always wrong at charging too much money. Let's see. All those people in the crosswalks with those stop signs, you suck too. You what? You protected a bunch of little children? They're way faster than you. They don't need your stop sign.
Yeah. Let Darwin work there.
Oh, why? There's too many people. What? You want to keep paying so many taxes? No, we got to even it out.
Gah. We don't have enough pandemics. That's the problem.